MANIT is a private case, just last in Metro MIT RA. Subjective left knee pain, she was doing sports and athletic activities. Examination showed that the left lateral effect and the gastrocnemius origin is somewhat tender. There seems to be muscle pull of the gastrocnemius tendon, mild to swelling, no growth and stability. So assessment left knee pain, gastrocnemius sprain train. Rule out until treatment plan. Actions have already been done. It would take 400 mg pure twice a day. Knee support. No other intervention. Maximum frustum Antonio. Last implied, BELAEZ. Low back pain, right knee pain. Straightest post right knee, arthroscopic surgery. Paragraph, the IME has approved for the physical therapy. Paragraph. The right knee examination showed the lateral and anterior lateral tenderness, no growth and stability, no redness, calf negative, hormones negative. Present right knee pain, low back pain, planned Percocet, 10-25 PO twice a day, PRN pain. Boost power for anxiety, 30 mg PO QHS. Etodec, 400 mg PO twice a day for acute pain. All indication, contraindication, and side effects were explained. Physical therapy as outlined. First name Denise, D-E-N-I-S-S-E, date of accident 10-23-11, WCB case number G0543504, date carrier chub, CHUBB, carrier case number 0232-11-020263, employer Davis Vision. 41-year-old female sustained injury to the right shoulder, had a conservative care, did not go for any surgery. She is not actively retreating. Right shoulder still bothers her off and on. Review of records. Review of records pertain to the workers' compensation case. Records from Dr. Feldman, F-E-L-D-M-N. Where is C-Force? Dr. Feldman's report, 1-5-12. Comma 11-29-11. I'm on the right shoulder report, 11-21-12, showing tendinopathy of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon, no focal or partial, no focal, partial or full thickness, rotator cuff tear or muscle atrophy, normal long head of the bicep tendon, intact bicep tendon, no evidence of labral tear, no paralabral cyst, trace small subacromial and subdeltoid fluid, physiological glenohumeral joint fluid, type 1 flat undersurface acromion with lateral downsloping of the anterior acromion. So, acromion impingement. Report 11-3-11. X-rays, right shoulder, normal study. Physical examination, ANPR is established to the right shoulder. Examination shows crepitus and tenderness. A reduction about 120 degrees, forward flexion about 130 degrees, external rotation 30 degrees, internal rotation normal, motor power 4 minus, assessment right shoulder pain, plan home exercise program, OTC and SIRT. It still continues to be symptomatic, steroid injection, follow up in a couple of weeks. First name Rodel, R-O-D-E-L, last name Ragasa, R-A-G-A-S-A. Date of accident, 1-19-13. Subjective right shoulder pain. employer, U.S. Postal Service. Injury stretching to sustain injury while working on the belt. Personal history, married, 2 children, 22 and 13, non-smoker, no occasional alcohol use, past medical history, previous work-related and other injuries. Present complaints, right scapular and the shoulder region pain. Objective, he's allowed to enter, vital, stable, hemodynamic, stable, paragraph. Right scapular region, right shoulder region, AC joint, rotator cuff region is standard. Some discoloration, range of motion, flexion and abduction is about 130 degrees, X rotation 30 degrees, motor power 4 minus impingement and anterior, and impingement and no bright sign positive. Assessment, right shoulder pain, soft tissue injury to the shoulder and scapular region. Plan, pentasymmetry, Voltron, X-rays, orthopedic evaluation, reassessment after a couple of days, temporary totally disabled. First name John, last name Golimis, G-O-U-L-I-M-I-S. Date of accident, 1-11-12. Subjective right shoulder pain, low back pain. Review of record, MRI of the right shoulder performed on 1-20-13, showing arthropathy of the AC joint, which is encroaching on the rotator cuff. Short transverse limb, rent, tear of the distal supraspinatus tendon at its insertional aspect on the superior facet of the greater tributary without retraction, subdeltoid and subacromial bursitis, moderate interarticular effusion extending into the superior subscapular recess. Objective, right shoulder standard, AC joint standard, abduction flexion about 130 degrees, impingement sign positive, motor power 4 minus, X rotations limited, paragraph. Lumbar sacral region standard with the paraspinal palm guarding, extensions limited and painful, flexion is limited to about 55 degrees, neurologically intact. Assessment, right shoulder pain, low back pain. Plan, Dr. Dines, Dr. Kogan, K-O-G-A-N, Dines, D-I-N-E-S, / MRI the lumbar spine, / PT, reassessment after a couple of days. Next one, first name Daniel, last name Elfassy, E-L-F-A-S-S-Y. He is status post low back pain, status post lumbar surgery with chronic pain and problem with the prescription drugs currently being maintained on Suboxone program. He did not tolerate Lexapro. It's being switched to Wellbutrin XR 150 milligram POQHS. Paragraph, these injuries, these medications are due to the work-related injury and the worker's compensation carrier is requested to pre-authorize them. Plan Suboxone, 2 by 0.5 milligram strip 4 times a day and Wellbutrin 150 milligram POQHS. First name Antonina, A-N-T-O-N-I-N-A, last name T-U-M-I-N-E-L-L-O. Subjective right shoulder pain, status, previous history of surgery. Objective right shoulder is getting very stiff. Abduction flexion of barely about 80 degrees. Exploration is limited, motor power 4 minus. Assessment right shoulder pain, / capsulitis, / weakness, planned physical therapy, request for pre-authorization physical therapy to the right shoulder to attempt to increase range and improve motor power. Next one, first name Carolina, C-A-R-O-L-I-N-A, last name Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N. She is complaining of increasing pain to the right lower extremity with a neuropathic component. She said she ran out of the narco. She's been without narco for 7 days. She's complaining of increasing pain and possibly going into some mini withdrawal. She does have Opana. Taking this into consideration, I'll take the advantage of the situation and changing her medication so that she requires less medication period. My protocol now is stop long acting and start on 7.5 milligram of Percocet. Start on Percocet 7.5/325 up to 4 pills a day. Continue with Cymbalta 60 milligram bedtime and Lyrica 110 milligram 3 times a day. Continue other medications. Follow-up as need basis. Next one, first name Anid, ENID, last name Brown. Subjective, right shoulder pain. Paragraph, she had a CT scan of the cervical spine and the right shoulder. Findings were discussed with her and they were reported. Period, paragraph. Right shoulder was examined under ultrasound and the fluid was in the anterior area and was localized. Period, paragraph. Informed consent was obtained on the risk for the pain. Area was clean. Under strict septic precaution, 1 cc of dexamethasone and about 5 cc of 2% lidocaine was injected in the anterior needle aspect. Period. Procedure was uneventful. She was hemodynamically stable. Follow-up as needed basis.